This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, my first day on the job went well. Yeah, I completely forget that I give you guys all this advice, and I should be taking the advice. You know, a lot of us doctors are like, well, you know, you should eat right, and, you know, you should make sure you try not to get cancer, and, you know, and I give you advice on, well, when you interview and when you start your first day on the job. And you completely forget that you're also a patient. You're also an employee. And so all the advice I gave you came to fruition yesterday. Okay, so I show up early. Okay, but that's something you should always do first day on the job. Show up earlier than when they're expecting you. Okay? All right? And that was pretty much the only thing I could say I was proud of. Then, unfortunately, it all went downhill with my behavior from there, and I want to apologize. Okay, so I wanted to videotape my first day on the job. So, you know, I'm not very, very quiet. So I start videotaping. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm here at the university. This is Toro University. We're talking about a major university that I get to now be a professor of. I was like, I was peeing in my pants. So I'm running around the university trying to get the logo on my, I was doing like selfie videos. You know how you could do a video and click the button so you do a selfie video? So I'm doing that and I'm running around. And then I, you know, try to get into the door to human resources and nobody would let me in. And I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, am I late? Like, no, because I kind of came earlier than when I was supposed to be there. So I'm banging on the door, and then, you know, I'm on video. And you see me on video going, oh, my gosh, I got fired. Ah. Okay, then finally somebody lets me in, and I'm like, it's my first day. All right, so then the big boss comes and meets me. All right, my big boss, Dean Doherty, nice guy, very, very nice. All right, so he comes, and I'm like, okay, got to impress him. So I showed him the new briefcase I got. I bought a briefcase, but briefcases are different. You know, in the 80s or before that, a briefcase was kind of square and it would snap. When I went to Target a few days ago to buy a briefcase, it's kind of cloth. It looks like something you would bring onto a airplane, you know, for your computer, like a computer bag. But according to Target, it said briefcase. So I bought that. So I show everybody, I got a briefcase. Like, so what's in it? I'm like, tampons. I don't want to hear about that. So anyway, I showed everybody my briefcase. There was nothing in it. All of a sudden, they go, okay, read this. Well, I didn't bring my reading glasses, you know, because I forgot to put that in the briefcase. I had bubble gum. I had makeup and feminine stuff, but no reading glasses. So I couldn't read any of the paperwork. And then they wanted me to take some notes. And I had no paper and I had no pen. So I'm walking around with this big, huge, expensive Target briefcase with absolutely nothing in it. Okay, then they go, all right, let's show you your office. I'm like, I get an office? I had no idea I get an office. Okay, so while we're going to the office, I'm like, okay, good, I can bring the kitty cats because I was never allowed to bring the kitty cats to the medical office because of health codes. So I can bring the kitty cats. Where can I put the poo-poo box? They're like, no, you can't, no kitty cats. I'm like, what? I can't bring the cats? What about the dog? Can I bring the dog? No dog. And then I see my office, and it is adorable. I mean, I have never had an office before. So, oh my God, there was a desk. There were chairs and chairs that aren't all frilled up. And I mean, my studio chair is nice, but my chair at work, you could see the foam underneath it. It's really, really bad. And so that was really, really cool. I did not sit at the desk yet. I'm going to do that today, and I'm going to put that on video. I actually sit my tushy at the desk. But then I started thinking out loud. So I see an area of the office that I can have a bar. I'm like, wouldn't the medical students love to come into my office so I could, you know, I need to entertain. If they're going to come over to my office, I better have energy drinks. I better have, you know, I don't know, some Red Bull and Jaeger. And then I was like, wait a second, I'm a doctor. I can't do that. You know, I forget. I'm not even supposed to have them drink energy drinks. So then I start to detect some competition. I'm like, wait a second here. Let me take a peek at everybody else's office to see how cool their office is so I can make mine cooler. It's always a competition with me, people, always. Okay, I need to know that people like me. So I took a look at everybody's office. There were a lot of books. People had books in the offices. So I guess I got to get some books so I look smarter. And many people had files. There was a lot of files of papers. So I better start getting that, okay? Because right now all I have are my makeup, my bubble gum, and my Target briefcase in the office right now. And then I brought some extra underwear because, you know, you never know if you giggle and you pee on yourself. You always need extra underwear. So I have that, but there's no closet. So there's right now a bra hanging in the back and some, I don't know, skin tone color underwear sitting there just in case I have a bad pee day. That's in my office. But I better step it up because there's no way anybody's going to want to come into my office because that's what I want. I want, like, all the students coming into Dr. Dolly's office. We're, like, having a party. We're like, hey. Then the other professors are like, man, I wish I could be at Dr. Dahlia's party. Nobody's coming to my party. But then I started to meet my bosses. And you don't have just one boss. You have a lot of bosses when you work in a university. So I ran into one of the bosses who is, like, the dean that manages, I guess, the students' grades. I don't know his exact title because I was so intimidated. And when I saw him, you know, I said, look, I'm giving all the students honors. So I want to be liked. So deal with it. Okay, so I know he's not happy. So anyway, by the time I got done running around the place, you know, Dr. Dahlia eyesing the place. Yes, I did christen the bathroom. I had to pee, and I found the bathroom that was it's a very good bathroom. It's not a private bathroom, so hopefully I don't have any fiber, so I don't have to, because, you know, I really don't like, you know, going number two with everybody else there. But it's okay. It's a good bathroom, very clean, and it's near enough to my office in case I have to make a run or a mad dash. And it's great. I have a job. I'm so excited. And, you know, I don't have to deal with insurance companies. I'll let you guys know what my job duties are. I got a whole list of job duties. I just have to read them and use a thesaurus so I can understand what those job duties are. I know one is communication, so I could do that. I could communicate, although I probably communicated a little too much yesterday. All right, guys, let's get to some medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the one thing I've noticed in my private practice, up until I took the teaching job, was a lot of neck pain. A lot of people coming in complaining of neck pain. And I've been blaming iPhones and blaming computers for years now for causing this. And one of my favorite guests and products, or guests of a favorite product of mine, Cindy, is here to join us to talk about neck pain as well as back pain, and from sacralwedgie.com. Hi, Cindy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. You know, my neck is hurting. I've been on a Candy Crush marathon, and I have the biggest crink of my neck, and I'm married to Corey, you know, as a chiropractor, but I like talking to you because you give me a lot more sympathy than Corey does. He's like, buck up.
Well, you could actually, when you're lying on the sacroedgy, that the neck roll that you have is so important. And I'll tell people, roll on a small roll of paper towels or just lie on it and relax or roll up a small towel. And with the sacroedgy, of course, the sacroedgy is under the sacrum to hold the center of the hips. It's kind of the same shape as the sacrum. And then you have the neck roll under the neck. You've got to open from both ends. So yours is not just a neck issue. It's also from sitting.
Right.
I mean, there's muscles that travel the entire length of the spinal column. The erector spinae is from the sacrum all the way up into the neck and the shoulders. That's why you have to do that natural traction from both ends, and your head just draping over that roll will give a natural alignment to the neck. And, of course, your shoulders are back. It has to do with the posture, too. So sitting, even holding a phone, like I would never hold a phone on my shoulder. No
right.
matter how tempting it is,
right.
I'm going to hold it with my hand and not do that lean over and hold. And I'm sure you never do that either.
I did. I mean, my mom was a secretary, and so I always saw her do it that way in the 70s and 80s. And so when I was a secretary, I did the same thing. I would have my neck propped to the side, have the phone held by the shoulder, and then I think it wasn't until the 90s when they started to have that extra device that would put a barrier between the shoulder and the neck to straighten you up. But I did that for years.
Well, this is the end result of that. You know, a lot of the problems that we experience as we get older originated when we were much younger, and it takes a while for that muscle imbalance to really kind of creep in, and then all of a sudden it creates a symptom like, oh, all I did was pick up a piece of paper. Well, that had been trying to have a symptom for quite a few years, and then that one move is what finally got things to tighten up on you.
Right.
And then you have the symptom, and then you go get the symptom treated. We're of the mindset that you want to correct the entire posture. And then once your body gets in alignment, you can see what symptoms resolve themselves as you, it's like knee pain originates in an imbalance in the hips, as does the shoulder pain. So you've got to balance the whole posture first, then symptoms resolve as the body balances. And you were talking about childbirth earlier. I do listen to the show. And I'm going to be doing in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg, a midwifery conference. So
oh, nice.
I have quite a few midwives and professionals that are starting to recommend, and some for years have been recommending the sacroedgy, especially to start using after you have the baby to allow the body to go back in balance again a lot faster than normal.
That's smart.
Because of sciatica, a lot of the letters I've gotten from people where this helped relieve sciatica, it originated years prior to either being pregnant or after childbirth. It goes back to the imbalance.
Mm-hmm. And not to talk about a grown-up topic, but I've had patients where they say after sex, they have pain in their back, they have pain in their hips. I mean, something like this, what would you prescribe? Like a 20-minute session of a sacro, for those of us, those of you joining us, we're talking to Cindy, a sacro wedgie. What would you prescribe in that instance?
Well, that has to go back to balance again. And the last routine that we do while you're on the sacro wedgie, right before you get off with your knees bent, of course, is a very exaggerated, very slow pelvic tilt where you just flatten the small of your back to the floor. So like if a woman, if the uterus is tilted slightly or there's an imbalance in there, it just kind of helps open and relax the whole pelvic floor, really. So before, and I've even had some women that during sex will actually be on the sacro wedgie to help tilt back into place again.
Yeah, I'm almost wondering if you should talk to some gynecologists, because a lot of us women, and sorry guys, but we'll get back to you, but this is important, okay? By the way, the ladies are going to like that you know this stuff, but a lot of women, like when I do pap smears, when their uterus is tilted, it makes it difficult, and I have to, you know, have them position themselves differently, etc. I wonder if a tool like this could help gynecologists. You're going to make a whole lot of money. I hope you remember me later. If you could introduce this to gynecological offices where these women are on the sacral wedgie as they're getting their exam done, I think the uterus will fall into place. I know my pap smear would probably take, that would probably cut off an hour at least.
I wouldn't be surprised. I had a doctor at one of the conferences tell me that he just removed a perfectly healthy uterus that was tilted, and this is probably all she would have needed. So,
right.
You know, we really want to get into prevention and try everything possible before surgery, and sometimes we're just out of balance. I've had women conceive after using the sacro wedgie because of the imbalance. Now, they were in the 39, 40-year-old range. They had been told... I don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to conceive. And
I don't want any more children. I don't want any more children, so I am going to keep that sacral wedgie.
These are people that were trying and
okay.
You know, for years. And,
yeah. No, you're right. It helped fertility because it now would reposition the uterus, so it's brilliant.
Well, the psoas muscle, too, is very involved with the whole reproductive system and the imbalance. And that's why I'm doing this conference. I've got a number of them that are using it and going like, you really need to be here and get therapists involved. And it's like I had an order from a pelvic floor dysfunction therapist recently in Arizona. So I do have a number of them kind of sprinkled out that are beginning to offer this or recommend it. In their practice, and it's just very simple. Let's get you balanced first and see where we go from there. So sometimes it's simplicity.
And my pelvis is very dysfunctional. So for those of you joining us, we're talking to Cindy from Sacral Wedgie. What about prostate and men's prostate? Have you guys been researching how the Sacral Wedgie could help in terms of that?
You know, the research we do is really the phone calls that we get. That we've been doing this so long, it's
right.
And I have had a call several times, and there's some letters out there that someone was suffering from prostate inflammation or what they thought was something along those lines, and they started relaxing on this, and that kind of resolved itself. It really was not necessarily infection or inflammation. It went back to just constriction.
Right,
in the whole area. So, you know, by lying on this, you've got the sacrum held neutral, and then the hips just open, and there's just so much in the pelvic floor that we sit so much. Everything is kind of crunched up and balled up, and so now we're going to open up and really get things to ease back into balance again. It's not a quick fix. That's the only thing people say, when do you think I'll get relief? And I say, I have no idea.
Right,
you know?
Right. It's going to take a long time to retrain those muscles and retrain the vertebrae. How can people purchase sacral wedgies?
Well, they're welcome to call the office, and I always offer a discount when people call from your show. There is a male and a female version. Luckily, we're different. And I drop it to $27 each. If they just order one, and they can go to the to our website, family owned, of course. Everything's made in the U.S. as well.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's www.sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY, sacrowedgie.com. Or feel free to call the office. And a lot of your listeners do call. I don't think you really realize how many people tune in to you, but they do. And it's 800-737-9295.
Okay, and if any of you guys need more information on that, I'll post it on my Twitter and Facebook. By the way, I do urge you guys to go to the Sacral Wedgie website. It's still in the process of working on health education videos to make a lot of what I say easier to digest. And Sacral Wedgie does a real nice job of having some videos, not only on how it works, but proper positioning. So I commend you on that. You have a good website.
Thank you. We do everything ourselves. You know, my dad's the inventor. I still call him. He's 91. He still has people coming to the house to get worked on, and he does some trigger point work and shows them
That's
how to
good.
Use the sacro wedgie. So we're all, very involved, and ship all over the world.
Give him a hug for me. Thank you, Cindy, from Sacro Wedgie. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that, and you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got a study on prostates. I always like that kind of news now that, you know, my husband is, he just turned 45, so I could hear the prostate start to grow. It does, it makes a sound. It's kind of loud. So, I'm starting to read more and more up on the, prostate news. And they say coffee has been linked to lowering your risk of prostate cancer, but get this, for every 2 cups of coffee you drink, you drop your risk even more by 2.5%. So new research has been based on more than 550,000 men worldwide, showing the likelihood or developing the disease of prostate cancer decreases by 2.5% for every two additional cups of coffee. Researchers at the Tongji University Hospital in Shanghai analyzed the results of 13 studies that had investigated this link and concluded that, as well as overall, I believe you face a 29% less risk, okay, which is way cool. Then you're on prostate cancer. Every time you drink an extra couple cups of coffee, you drop your risk even more by 2.5%. So they think that it's a number of compounds like the antioxidants and the anti-inflammatory aspects of coffee that may seem to do that, and the less inflammation to your prostate, the less chance of you getting cancer. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly. I don't drink coffee, so it's really not that cool to me. But a Mediterranean diet. We've been talking about a Mediterranean diet. You know, a diet rich in vegetables and legumes and fruits and beans and unrefined grains and fish. Well, that's supposed to be really, really good for your heart, really good for your waistline, weight loss, etc. And now they say it could actually help the bones. Researchers examined whether diet quality affects bone health in postmenopausal women. They found that women who ate a Mediterranean diet were slightly less likely to suffer from hip fractures. So if you limit the amount of meat, dairy, saturated fat, you're going to be following a Mediterranean diet. In fact, you could even add a little red wine, they say, to dinner to follow the Mediterranean diet. So what happened is researchers looked at data from 40 clinical centers throughout the United States, included in the Women's Health Initiative study. The analysis included 90,000 women with an average age of 64. Participants described their diet in a World WHI food frequency questionnaire, and then they compared their dietary patterns and all that. Anyway, 16 years later, there were 2,100 cases of hip fractures, 28,000 cases of total fractures, but the women who adhered to the Mediterranean diet the closest were 0.29% less likely to suffer from a hip fracture. Now, some of you guys are like, wait, 0.29%, that's piscola, that's little, that doesn't even, nope. It's good, okay? Any percentage, trust me, you get a hip fracture, boom. Okay, any smaller percentile of you getting one is, to me, very, very relevant. So, why is that? Well, maybe it's because people that eat a healthier diet, like a Mediterranean diet, maybe are outside more and they're exercising more. Maybe it's because some of the crappy food we eat depletes calcium from our bones. I personally think soda pop will rip the calcium from your bones. And us soda pop drinkers are going to have thin bones. That's just me. That's just me personally. So, Mediterranean diet, probably the smartest diet to be on. Also, they say can even help with memory loss, help us avoid cancer, cardiovascular disease. It's not 100%, but it still is pretty, it's a pretty good diet. So try to stick with that. And I now feel guilty because I haven't had a bean in a long time. Whew. I can't handle the beans. All right, next. E-cigs. Okay? Many people are considering the financial advantage to not buying an e-cig because smoking seems to be cheaper. All right? They say e-cigs are a tax-advantaged product because they don't seem to be taxed as much as cigarettes. But they say the e-cigs actually cost higher than conventional cigarettes in most countries. The study, they say, according to India Times, or the Times of India, says the study exposed the fact that the gap exists despite the fact that e-cigs are not yet widely subjected to comparable excise taxes as combustible cigarettes. Yeah, every time you guys put an e-cig in your mouth, realize that we doctors are calling them combustible cigarettes. Some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, does that mean these e-cigs can blow up in my mouth? I don't know how many instances that's happened, but I think e-cigs blow up, absolutely. The study was detailed in the journal Tobacco Control. The researchers from the University of Michigan in the United States compared the cost of combustible cigarettes to those for two major kinds of e-cigs, the disposable e-cigs, which are the non-refillable, and then the rechargeable e-cigs that you fill with the nicotine liquid. The findings showed that on average, the price of a pack of combustible tobacco cigarettes, I love how they use that term, was just over half the price of disposable e-cigs. Well, that doesn't, wait a second, that says the price of a pack of combustible tobacco cigarettes than the e-cigs. Okay, well, anyway, I don't think they mean combustible, meaning blowing up. They say liquid nicotine used to refill e-cigs can cost a couple of dollars less than a pack of cigarettes, which is the minimum price to purchase a rechargeable e-cig is about $20. They say the rechargeable e-cig, preferred by most daily e-cig users, costs even more. So, you know, I want you guys to think about why you're doing it. If you're going to the e-cig because you think it's going to get you off smoking, I don't care about the mild change in price. I will even forego some of the health risks if you are using it extremely temporary to get off smoking. Unfortunately, a lot of you aren't doing that. I've had so many patients that go, no, I just like the e-cig, so that's how I get my daily nicotine, you know, dose. Well, no, you cannot. It's not a very practical, realistic way to substitute for smoking. So I am not a fan, and I would highly suggest that you guys come up with something else. What I think we need to do is we need to get some honest answers on why people are smoking. And we've talked about this. Is it because you're tired? Do you reach for this? Okay, we have the nicotine addiction. We know that that is a driving force. But what about those of you that don't really seem to succumb to the nicotine addiction, but you're smoking for other reasons? I want to know why. Oh, sorry, we got some volume coming in. All right. I want to know why. Is it because you're doing it to lose weight? Is it because you're tired? And every time you get tired, you reach for a cigarette to wake you up. You know, I can't tell you how many times a day I start to feel tired, like right now. I feel tired. And so I reach for some food, okay, because I'm not a smoker. If I was a smoker, my guess is that would incite me to go and reach for a cigarette. Okay, we need to find out exactly what is going on, because my guess is we have a whole epidemic of people being too tired and they cannot get through their day. They're too tired to get through their day, so they have to come up with other means to get through their day. Maybe they don't like their day. Maybe they don't like their boss or their coworkers, and them having to go for a smoke outside gets them out of the arena. It kills time. You know, be honest with us. You know, does smoking get you out of work? I mean, I remember when I worked for the EPA, if you were a smoker, you got that extra break. This was like 20-some years ago. So I wanted to hang out with the people who were smoking so I could get some extra time off work and I could hang out with them. I mean, you know, we need to find out, you know, what are some of the secondary reasons. We know nicotine addiction is the driving force, and you need your nicotine or you start feeling bad. I get that. Okay, but you have a lot of people that start feeling bad at 2 in the afternoon and 2:30 in the afternoon and 3 in the afternoon and 3:30. And I'd like to get some honest data from people and find out what it is. Okay, and maybe we could cure this whole smoking and e-cig pandemic by getting to the root of, all right, guys, let's have maybe more frequent breaks. Maybe let's come up with other ways to get energy. But I don't know. I'm just suspicious. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Uh-huh.
chiming in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, the U.S. Geological Survey has published some very information, interesting data on how millions of us are at risk from earthquakes, but not just naturally occurring earthquakes, man-made earthquakes. Did you guys realize that you had the power to make an earthquake? I didn't realize that. I remember I was watching the data from the Seattle Seahawks game. Remember the Seattle Seahawks was they were wanting to see if the stadium would roar so much that they could get seismic activity from I don't think that ever panned out. But here we go. They say the U.S. Geological Survey has published an earthquake hazard map pinpointing potential sites of both man-made and naturally occurring earthquakes. And this map was released yesterday. And I'm taking a look at the map, and it looks like the majority is in the California area. All right, and you have a little bit around Seattle, Washington, Idaho, a little bit in Montana, a lot of activity in Oklahoma and Kansas, and maybe a touch bit of activity in around St. Louis. That was interesting. They say by including human-induced events, our assessment of earthquake hazards has significantly increased in parts of the U.S. That's Mark Peterson, chief of the USGS National Seismic Hazard Mapping Project. He says this research also shows that much more of the nation faces a significant chance of having damaging earthquakes over the next year, whether natural or human-induced. They say the USGS reported that almost all the risk of increasing man-made quakes is tied to, okay, because I'm wondering, how the heck does man cause an earthquake? They say companies are injecting wastewater from gas and oil production down into the porous rocks far below the ground. They say this injection, quote, of wastewater into the ground helps lubricate the fault lines and expand them by overpressurizing them. And they think this is what's causing a rash of small earthquakes, according to Michio Kaku, a physics professor at the City University of New York. They say the study reveals that the most significant hazard areas for induced or man-made quakes are in Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arkansas. So you're more Midwest areas more at risk for these types of earthquakes. And a lot of you guys are like, well, wait a second, earthquakes should just be a California problem. No, nothing should just be a California problem. They got enough to deal with. But they say Oklahoma is the highest risk, along with Texas, having the largest population that could be exposed to the risk. On Tuesday morning, they say Oklahoma experienced two more earthquakes. That was today, they say. And this was, a day after the report, they had earthquakes of 4.1 and 4.2. They say ground zero could be Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, Colorado. 7 million Americans, they say, could be affected by this report. Human-induced man-made earthquakes. The number of earthquakes in this area has gone up by a factor of 100 from just a handful per year to more than 1,000 just last year. So in the past 5 years, the USGS has documented these earthquakes in the areas of the six states. And I guess the website has archived tens of thousands of reports from the public who said they experienced shaking in those states. 1,500 reports of strong shaking or damage. So what does that mean for us? I don't know. I would say get earthquake insurance. Maybe move away from the areas and tell these companies to stop lubricating fault lines. Don't they have enough to do? All right. You know, can't they pump their wastewater someplace else? I don't understand that. I mean, nobody understands the law of matter, okay? You know, what goes in must come out, okay? I mean, matter equals matter. You have, you can't just dump it and make it, that's what people do. They make it somebody else's problem. I just don't know how this even happens, where you could pump something into the ground and cause it to shake. They say between 1973 and 2008, there was an average of 24 earthquakes with a magnitude of 3.0 or higher each year. The rate increased steadily in the relatively short amount of time between 2009 and 2015, averaging 318 earthquakes per year. And last year, we topped out at 1,010 earthquakes. This year, we've already had 226 since January. The strongest quakes measured 5.6. Okay, that's pretty damn strong. That's powerful enough to cause serious damage if it hit a big metropolitan area like Dallas. FEMA estimates that a 5.6 earthquake could cause $9.5 billion in damage. Okay, so maybe quit injecting things into the ground. Try and maybe recycle. I don't know what they need to do, but that's kind of ridiculous. Stop that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ivanka Trump, daughter of Republican frontrunner Donald Trump, has given birth to little Theodore James. It's her third child with husband Jared Kushner and a little baby boy. Cute little baby boy. So she's happy. She looks, you know, as beautiful as always. And I guess, I don't know how people lose the baby weight so quickly. Even, I mean, my face blew up. I had like 7 different chins when I got pregnant. But I guess, these women, when you're a star or when you're, you know, Donald Trump's daughter, I guess you could look good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I guess Zika, one of the first cases of Zika now has been reported in Arizona. We also have a second case of Zika in Nevada. The case in Nevada was not mosquito-vectored. It was somebody who had gone to a Zika-infected area and then came back. Now, in the latest of the fight, the U.S. scientists have developed a mouse model to test Zika vaccines and drugs. They've identified a genetically modified strain of mice that develop Zika. And this could then allow us to, you know, test vaccines and medicines, etc. Early tests on the mice show the virus growing in the testes. The testes is where sperm is made. So this offers clues about how a virus typically spread by mosquito bites can therefore be also transmitted sexually. They say we are going to do experiments to see if we could produce sexual transmission in these mice. I'm not sure how they get the mice in the mood, you know. Maybe, now I don't think any cat jaguar sounds really do it for them. I don't think so. Maybe there's some cheese. I don't know what they do, but there's something. Anyway, they say the Zika mouse model will provide a critical tool to allow companies and scientists to test vaccines and antiviral drugs against Zika, which has been linked with thousands of cases of microcephaly. We've talked about that. Zika has not been proven to cause microcephaly, but strong evidence connecting the infectives with microcephaly has prompted the World Health Organization to go, look, you know what? It's an emergency. It's a global emergency. You know, don't travel. We actually have some new recommendations by the CDC. Let me pull those up for you guys on what the CDC has recommended. Hold on a second. All right. One is they want infected women with Zika to wait at least 2 months before trying to get pregnant. Zika can live, for about 10 days in the blood. 7 to 10 days most viruses can live, although Ebola has been kind of freaky in that it just decides to hide out and camp out for a while. But they ask infected women that if you've been infected, okay, wait a couple months before you try to get pregnant. If you are a man that got infected, you need to wait 6 months before having unprotected sex. You need to use condoms for 6 months if you're a man that has been afflicted with Zika. Because you could have sex with somebody and then unfortunately impregnate her and give her a baby that later has microcephaly. Men and women not infected need to wait 8 weeks before they try to get pregnant if they were exposed. And pregnant women do not travel to Zika-infected countries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Oh, sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.